Ever wish you could like peek inside the brain of an AI, and see how it actually thinks? Well, get this. There's this fascinating technique called chain of thought prompting, and it's bringing us closer than ever.
It's like, how do I put it? It's like giving these AI models, these really powerful ones like ChatGPT, a gentle nudge to, break down those complex problems step by step, just like we do.
Okay, yeah, I get that. We've all been there. Back in school, right?
Yeah.
Meticulously showing our work.
Exactly.
Wasn't enough to just like scribble down the answer. We had to prove we knew how we got there.
Precisely. That's essentially like the core of chain of thought prompting, or COT as it's called. It's encouraging these models to lay out their reasoning, reveal the logic behind their answers.
So it's not just about getting the right answer. It's about understanding the AI's thought process.
Yes.
Kind of like, I don't know, choosing to work with a colleague who explains their decisions rather than one who just throws out decrees.
Exactly. Think of it this way. Imagine you're asking an LLM to solve a simple math problem, like 3 plus 7, 2 plus 5. Instead of just spitting out 13, Cody would guide it to, lay out those steps. 3 plus 7 equals 10, 10, 2 equals 8, 8 plus 5 equals 13.
Ah, okay. Suddenly it clicks. You see the logic, the progression of thought.
Right.
It's not just about the destination, it's about understanding the journey.
And that journey, that transparency, that's what builds trust. That's what makes these models infinitely more reliable, more valuable. After all, we don't just magically arrive at conclusions, do we?
Absolutely not. We reason, we analyze, we weigh different options. I mean, it's what makes us, well, human.
Yeah.
And COTI is bringing AI one step closer to like mimicking that crucial human element.
What's so fascinating is how this seemingly simple idea, show your work. It unlocks this whole new level, a whole new level of understanding and interaction with AI.
It's like we're not just using AI as a tool anymore, but almost as a partner in problem solving.
That's an excellent way to put it. And just like any good partnership, this one thrives on communication, thrives on understanding.
So we've established that COTI is like giving LLMs a crash course in, showing their work.
Right.
But I bet there are different approaches, right? It's not all one size fits all, I imagine.
You're absolutely right. There's no one-size-fits-all approach when it comes to COTI. Researchers have been busy, developing a whole array of techniques, each one suited for different scenarios.
So it's like a toolkit then, a whole toolkit of these prompting techniques
Yeah.
to make AI think more effectively.
Absolutely. We can delve into some of these COTI variations if you want.
Okay.
First up, you have what's called zero-shot COTI.
Zero shot. Okay. Sounds intriguing.
Remember how we were talking about like guiding the LLM's reasoning? Well, sometimes all it takes with zero-shot COTI is just adding like a simple phrase to your prompt, like let's think step by step.
Really? It's that straightforward.
Often it is. For example, imagine asking, what is the capital of a country that borders France and has a red and white flag? Switzerland, exactly. And adding, let's think step by step, that encourages the LLM to kind of break down the process, maybe like listing countries bordering France, then considering their flags, and then ultimately, pinpointing Switzerland.
Wow, okay. That's impressive, but I imagine sometimes you need more than just a nudge in the right direction.
Absolutely. That's where few-shot COTE comes in.
Okay.
Instead of just like a nudge, we give the LLM a few, solved examples, and then it can learn the pattern.
So it's like providing a template then for the AI to follow.
Precisely. If a task requires, let's say, more specialized knowledge or a particular reasoning pattern, that's where this is incredibly helpful.
Makes sense. What about automatic code? What is that?
Oh, this one is fascinating. Imagine the LLM generating its own WN practice problems and solutions.
Whoa. So it's essentially training itself to become more efficient.
You got it. It's a bit like, giving someone a textbook and then saying, create your own study guide from this. And the act of them creating and solving their own problems, that helps cement that learning. Of course, evaluating if those AI-generated problems are any good, that's another challenge altogether, but the potential is certainly exciting. And then we have multimodal COTI.
Okay.
This is where things get really, really futuristic.
Multimodal COTI. All right. I'm all ears.
So we're going beyond just text here.
Okay.
Multimodal COTI involves using both text and D images in the prompts.
Oh, wow. Okay, so we're talking AI that processes information more like we do, taking in both what it sees and what it reads. That's wild. What did that look like in practice?
Okay, so picture this. You could show an LLM a photo of a crowded beach and ask, is this place popular in the summer? And it would use both the image, right, what it's seeing and its knowledge, to then reason out a response.
Wow.
Or imagine, you know, using a diagram of a machine, and you ask the AI to troubleshoot a problem based on what it sees in the diagram.
That's incredible. Yeah. So we're talking about AI understanding the world, like, through multiple senses, just like we do.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've gone from, like, what in the world is COTI to how does it actually work?
Yeah.
But now I'm dying to know, like, where is this technology making a real difference today?
Well, get ready to be amazed, because COTI is quietly revolutionizing a bunch of fields.
Okay.
Let's start with something, you know, we all encounter pretty regularly, maybe even daily. Those customer service chatbots.
Oh, you mean the ones that always seem to misunderstand exactly what you need?
Exactly. But now imagine those same chatbots, but they're powered by COTI.
Okay.
Instead of those canned responses, right, they'd actually be able to, like, grasp the problem, break it down step by step, and then come up with a solution that actually makes sense. It'd be like, I don't know, the difference between talking to a wall and, you know, having an actual helpful assistant there.
Now, that would be a game changer.
Right. Yeah.
But I have a feeling COTI's impact, I mean, this goes way beyond just, you know, making our online shopping experiences a little less painful, right?
You're absolutely right. One of the most exciting frontiers is actually scientific research.
Oh, wow.
We're talking scientists using this technology to tackle, you know, some of the most complex problems in medicine, materials science, you name it.
Okay, so instead of, like, spending years running experiments in a lab, this COTI-powered AI could help speed up that process.
Precisely. Imagine, let's say, you're a researcher trying to develop a new drug for a disease. COTI could then analyze, you know, massive data sets of genetic information, results from clinical trials, all this scientific literature, and pinpoint, you know, promising avenues for drug development. It's like having, I don't know, an army of research assistants working around the clock, analyzing data, generating hypotheses.
Wow. Talk about accelerating scientific progress.
Right.
What other fields are kind of getting a COTI makeover right now?
Well, education is another big one that's ripe for transformation. Imagine students learning with AI tutors. But these aren't just any AI tutors. These are personalized AI tutors. So they don't just give the answer. They actually walk them through, you know, that reasoning process step by step.
So it'd be like having, like, a tutor available 24/7 who, like, tailors their teaching to your specific learning style.
Right. And it's not just about getting the right answer. It's about understanding the why behind it.
Okay. Now, that's what I call true learning.
Exactly.
But we can't talk about AI
without
addressing the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
The ethical implications, right? I mean, with technology as powerful as COTI seems to be, I mean, it's got to be crucial to make sure it's being used responsibly.
It absolutely is. Transparency is, I mean, it's paramount, especially as AI starts taking on, you know, more complex tasks, making decisions. And these decisions have real world consequences, right? We need to understand how it's getting there.
Right.
And COTI allows us to do that.
Okay.
And allows us to peek into that black box of AI, right? We can make that decision making process way more transparent and accountable.
That's reassuring, especially as AI is, you know, it's becoming more and more integrated into our lives all the time, it seems like.
It really is.
But as amazing as this all sounds, as amazing as COTI sounds, I'm guessing it's not perfect, right? I mean, there's got to be some challenges.
Of course, yeah. I mean, it's still early days, right? There are definitely some hurdles to overcome.
Okay.
One challenge is the sheer computing power that's required. Remember all those reasoning steps that COTI encourages?
Uh-huh.
Processing all of that, that takes a lot of computational muscle.
Yeah.
And that can be really expensive.
Yeah.
And it can be really time consuming.
So it's like, it's almost like trying to run like a high-end video editing software on an old, outdated computer.
Right.
It might work, but it's going to be slow and glitchy, probably.
Yeah, that's a good analogy. And then there's the art of actually crafting effective COTI prompts.
Right.
It's not as simple as just telling the AI, you know, think like a human.
Yeah.
You have to carefully choose your wording, structure of the prompt. Make sure you're guiding that AI's reasoning in the right direction.
It's almost like it's like learning a new language. You know, you need to know the right words and the grammar to communicate effectively.
Exactly. But even with all of that, even with these challenges, COTI still represents a massive leap forward.
Yeah.
We're making these models way more transparent. They're way more reliable and even capable of, you could even say, a kind of creativity.
It's kind of mind-blowing to think how far AI has come and how COTI is. It's like pushing the boundaries even further.
And I think, like with any powerful tool, you know, it's up to us to guide that development. and to make sure that it's being used responsibly.
Well said. This has been an incredible deep dive, I gotta say, into the world of chain of thought prompting.
It has.
We've seen how it works. We've explored its potential. And, you know, we even touched upon the ethical considerations surrounding its use.
And I think maybe most importantly, we've seen how Coty is not only changing our relationship with AI, but also, you know, it's prompting us to think differently about our own thought processes.
Exactly. So the next time that you are faced with like a really complex problem, take a page from AI's playbook.
Try breaking it down step by step. You might be surprised by what you find. Thanks for joining us on this fascinating deep dive into chain of thought prompting.